somebody might say, did you create your own language, your own interpretation, or your own delusion, or whatever they want to say? And my answer is no. Just like you rightly divide the word of truth, the Bible, line upon line, precept upon precept. I spent 10 years. It took about seven years to really get it. But then since 2012. So Chuck Mizler says the Bible is holographic, and I think I might have attacked him a long time ago when he said the Bible's holographic. I might have attacked him. I hope I didn't, but I might have. But he was right. The Bible's a hologram. No matter how you look at it, which way you view it, it's going to say the same thing. No matter where you look, you're going to see Jesus. You're going to see the creation. You're going to see the creation versus the creator. And it's really not that complicated. If you look at mankind, man is just a Plato creature. And he goes back to the grave. His spirit goes up, but he's walking. It's like you're play acting down here. You're just acting. You're a play actor. The reason they put you back under legalism is because they want you to think this is real. It does have real consequences. I mean, if you do wrong, it does have consequences. But they want you to believe that this is all there is. And you know that's not true. If this was all there is, it's a sad state. If this was all there is, it's sad. It's a sad state of being. There's more to life than this just 3D. And so I looked at all the different letters. I went all the way back to Phoenician script, and I decoded the letters A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. I decoded all the letters. And then, once I saw all the letters had a meaning, then I'd take two letters and decode that. And then I saw the colors had a meaning. Everything is a word. Everything is a language. Everything signifies something else. Everything signifies something else. Let me say it again. Everything signifies something else. If you look at your emergency lights in a building, they used to always just be red. And this isn't from me. I got this from another decoder. And she said when she saw that the exit lights were turning green, she knew something was up. Yeah, the go green crowd. It's an emergency that you emerge. It's an emergency, emerge in C, that you emerge. It's an emergency that you emerge. E is spirit, that you spiritually merge with the spirit. But the green, the go green crowd, they want you to merge with some robot, some machine man. They want you to try to live forever as a machine man. They told you that in all the Doctor Who series. It's an emergency that you spiritually emerge. The letter E is spirit. Number 5. Walking in the spirit, Galatians 5. The color orange, the fruit orange, is the only fruit called by its color, right? Orange. orange is walking in the spirit. And you know it's true because when you go to a crosswalk, you see five fingers. Do not walk. It's orange. You know red is the blood because every time you push your brakes, the brake lights come on and they're red. So I looked at the hologram where all the places of the red showed up. I looked at the Ma, M-A. All the babies come out of the womb and say Ma. Now, why do they say Ma? I've talked about this many times. Even some of my rideshare people I've explained, they're like shocked. So the letter M goes back to water. It looks like waves of a water. The letter A goes back to the bullock, the blood sacrifice. So A is blood, M is water. Blood and water. So the baby comes out. I don't care if he or she's Chinese or Russian or American or Mexican. They all say mama, ma. They all say ma. Cause why? M is water, A is blood. The baby comes out through the blood and the water. Ma. That's why it's the machine, the matrix, the matrix. Blood and water. So you're born as a blood and water creature. But you need to be born again and you become a blood, water, and spirit creature. You move from M-A to M-A-E. You move from Ma creatures to May creatures. Mother May I. I and the letters I and the letter J goes back to Jesus. So, and the letter Y is the letter U on a pole. So you want to rise up from the letter U, E-W-E, to the letter Y. You want to rise up on the pole, right? What's the pole? The cross. The snake on the pole. You can only rise up via the pole, the post. P-O-S-T. P-O is O-P. O-P. And P-O. Goes back to the womb and the seed, but it also goes back to face-to-face. So this face-to-face reality that we're in is birthing you, pushing out the baby. The face-to-face reality, P-O-S-T, is birthing you and pushing you to the cross. Every day that you face off in this reality, so if before you get saved, everything's trying to push out the baby till Christ be formed in you. Even after you get saved, it's... So you get saved, you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. But you also are going through, you're justified, right? So you're also going through the sanctification process. And so, what does that mean? God is always pushing out the baby in your life. Pushing you to the next state. Pushing you to the next level. Opposite. You're facing off. As soon as you wake up, you face off with whatever. And that face off is ace to ace, one to one. Spirit to spirit. Because everything in front of you is a derivative from the spirit realm. So everything in front of you has a deeper meaning. And it's pushing out the baby till Christ be formed in you. Sanctification, justification, sanctification, glorification. When you see him, you'll be like him. And so once you start to step into these deeper understanding, so just like you can rightly divide the Bible, you can rightly divide this reality, and you have to put everything in its proper place. That's why I say, if somebody comes around you wearing red shoes, beware, because red needs to be on the top. Represents the blood. Red needs to be above the blue. Grace is above law, way above law. So if somebody's wearing red shoes, run, because they're trouble. I've tested it. I've tried the spirits. I've tested it. There's no exception. There's no exception. Most of the people driving blue cars are still under some kind of legalism. They might be saved, but they're still under some kind of legalism. The speed limit's 35. The number 3 is C. The letter number 5 is E. CE is walking in the spirit. Agape spirit. Spirit walking. Agape love. So the speed limit, you get down the street, 35. Why is it 35? Why ain't it 40? Why ain't it 30? It's 35. You always have that. For some reason, you always see that in cities, right? 35 mile an hour. City. Try to float up on out of here. You can't. Even the scientists, they don't know what gravity is. Gravity is grave. Your sin nature is pulling you down. Jesus walked on water. Why? He was being pulled up. This place couldn't hold him. Enoch walked with God and was not. He pleased God. He walked with God and just disappeared out of this place. Elijah was caught up. Notice the ones who get caught up. They're set apart. Apostle Paul went to the third heaven. They're set apart. Because when you tie into stuff down here, you're tied into the flesh, the world, the pride of life. You can rub shoulders with almost anybody down here, or tie into anything down here. And there's always this pride game. It's always a pride war, you know. I know more than you. I'm smarter than you. I'm blah, blah, blah. Look at me. I got more money. I'm wearing better clothes. I got a better car. Whatever. They might not even be doing it on purpose. It just, I don't even know if they do it. I don't think they do it on purpose, but some of them do. But it's almost like they're always in a pride game, you know? It's bizarre, man. Craziest thing. If you isolate yourself for a season, right, and then you go back into the mainstream, you realize you're not mainstream and you wish you just could get out of it. I guess the purpose of having to deal with it is to push you higher. It's kind of like a afloat in a swimming pool. You just, because you got the Holy Spirit, you just rise up no matter what they hit you with. You overcome. But they're trying to wear out the saints. Who can make war with the beast, you know? The AI machine, man. They're already tying somebody's brain to the computer. As soon as they tie a certain amount of people to the AIs and the brain connected, that's going to be like a... It's going to be like a... The hive is already here. It's a spiritual hive, but they're going to try to take it to the next level where every human being is connected to the hive, you know. And that's why if they were to connect you, and you said I follow Jesus, the whole hive would hear what you're saying. So they had to cut your head off. If they connected you against your free will, and you started preaching Jesus, Jesus alone saves, Jesus. See, they're doing it now. If you say faith alone and Jesus alone on the internet, they got to shut you down. They got to censor you. This censorship is a precog of what's going to happen in the tribulation. It's happening now, like I'll say. But like I said before, Genesis is happening now. Revelation is happening now. It just hasn't culminated. It's all happening now. The same game is happening all the time. It's always been happening. Before the foundation world, it was already happening because the lamb slain before the foundation world. The story was already... Everything that you're dealing with right now happened at the cross. The lamb slain before the foundation world. If you can get a hold of that, you know all things. The Bible says you know all things in Christ. I bought me one of these oxygen things. I'm experimenting with it. It's called Boost Oxygen. You can get it at CVS. It's pure oxygen. Some people use a vape. I would rather breathe oxygen than a vape. I don't know why people use a vape. It just doesn't make sense to me. Why do you want to destroy your own health? And the secondhand smoke from vapes, they say, is worse than a regular cigarette. It's happening now because it all happened before the foundation world. The lamb slain before the foundation world. The persecution, the darkness, the horror shows, the love stories, the time travel movies. It's all happening now. It's happening right now because there's no... What is a time travel movie really about? They're all the same. It's the man going back in time to save the woman, right? So Jesus split space-time to save the church. He went up, so now you're left behind inside time. Time is a loop. So you're stuck in time to try to save as many people as possible, following in series and sequence after Jesus. So you're a time traveler, but you're already seated in the heavenly, so you're not a time traveler, but in your body, you're a time traveler. You're down here to win souls for Jesus. It's already happened. In the last chapter of Revelation, the Spirit and the Bride say, come, drink of the water of life freely. So the same thing in the last chapter is happening today. You're saying the same thing they say. And that's actually you. You're actually looking at yourself in the future. When you read Revelation, the last chapter, you're looking at yourself. It's a postcog of the now. There's always a precog and a postcog. But everything is the now. Everything is deja vu. Everything already happened at the cross. Everything already happened. You're just following after in series and sequence in this repeat simulated training program to pluck some people out, to yank them out of the lies, the delusions, the world, the flesh, prior life, the self-worship, which is actually just a trap. It's a trap. When whoever it is on YouTube or Instagram, or they're trying to get you to worship yourself, it's a trap, because what they're going to do is if they can get you to worship yourself, then the devil's going to show up and get you to worship him. If you really go down that rabbit hole, then the devil's going to show up at 3 o'clock in the morning and try to get you to worship him. You'll be asleep one night and the devil's going to be whispering to you, worship me. Join up with the devil's going to say, hey, I'm Lucifer. I'm the real God, which is a lie. The Lucy lie, the fake light. The Rosicrucians worship Lucifer, the fake light. They will tell you, if you listen to them long enough, they'll say Lucifer is the one that tried to help man escape this place. I mean, you could ask yourself, Lord, why are you putting me down here in this? Why is it so hard? Why am I going through this? You could say that all day long. He's going to give you, he's probably going to be silent until you get serious about wanting to know why. Because, see, a lot of times he won't answer you because you're not serious. Because if he gave you the answer, you wouldn't accept it. If he gives you an answer, you better accept it. Even if it's contrary to what you believe. The spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. So when God tells you something, it's opposite of what you... So your flesh mind is opposite of the spirit mind. So when God tells you something, you're like, how? Why? How's that possible? Because you're still in the flesh mind. But when you flip your thinking from stinking thinking, which is earthbound, to the spirit, to the heavenly, you say, oh, okay. The reason he puts me through trouble, because he's purifying my heart, purifying my soul. He's setting me apart. He's teaching me how to walk in agape. He's teaching me how to have patience. He's teaching me how to have grace. Oh, okay. I see now. You had to put me through the Turing machine, the cutting machine, to cut out some of that old junk. Oh, it makes total sense. But in the flesh mind, you're fighting against what's good for you. You do it every day. You know you should clean that bathroom or clean that house, or you should pay off that bill and work a little bit harder. You should sacrifice to get free, but you fight against it. We all do it. All right, I'm done. If you go to CVS website and type in boost oxygen, get you one of those and experiment with it. I think it has healing properties. Just the oxygen tents are supposed to be good for you. And this is kind of like a portable one. All right, I'm done. It's a hologram. It's a story. It's a holographic story, meaning same story. It's a fractal holographic story, same story happening all the time, everywhere, every day. It's a sanctification process, and you might as well just submit instead of fight against it, because the harder you fight, the harder it gets. If you get in the flow, get into submission to what God's telling you to do, it goes a lot smoother. But we have to learn the hard way, don't we? That's the way it works.